Our reality check segment with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat takes a crack at macadamia nuts, a favorite commodity of our island state. Reporter Nick Ruby joins us from Washington, D.C. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, so what's bugging these nuts?
Well, the macadamia nut is an interesting nut. It's actually the toughest nut to crack. At least that's what all the scientists tell me. But right now it's under threat from this tiny little insect called the macadamia felted coccid. It's a little bug that came over from Australia. And what it does is it uses its syringe-like mandibles to literally suck the life out of these trees. When they reproduce, they cover the trees, and they look like tiny little white scales. And what they're doing is they're sucking the sap out of the tree, which eventually results in it not producing as many nuts, and it could actually end up killing the entire tree itself if the infestation goes on long enough.
So how come we haven't heard a whole lot about these pests?
Well, the felted coccid is an interesting little critter. It first was discovered on the island in 2005, and as I said, it had come from Australia, like the macadamia tree. And at that time, when it was discovered, it got a little bit of attention. There were some headlines. But, you know, Hawaii, we're used to invasive species threaten most of our native species. It's a huge problem for the island. And I think everybody's familiar with the mongoose, which, of course, has decimated bird populations there. But when the coccid came, the macadamia nut industry didn't make a lot of noise. Their lobbying efforts just weren't that cohesive, which, of course, when you talk to some folks, they'll say that the squeaky wheel the grease, but in this case, they just weren't loud enough. So lawmakers weren't really paying all that much attention so they could give more money to it. Also, the macadamia nut is pretty unique to Hawaii, at least in the United States. So at the federal level, it was hard to get attention in Congress, even though our federal delegation was sort of beating the drum on this to try to get money for research and possible efforts to control this pest.
So they're looking at what, bringing in another species to curb this?
Right. So it's called biocontrol. And I think the most glaring example of biocontrol gone wrong is again, the mongoose. When sugar barons back in the 1880s brought it to Hawaii to try to kill rats. Now, it's not a fair comparison to say that the biocontrol today looks anything like biocontrol back then. Right now, what is happening to control the coccid, potentially control the coccid, is there's a plan to bring in a tiny little wasp that still doesn't have a name yet because it was newly discovered about 4 years ago.
Okay, so what?
And this wasp lays eggs inside of the coccid, which eventually their larvae then hatch and eat it from the inside out, which sounds pretty gross.
Yeah, well, we can only hope that this will do the trick. But appreciate the story, and we'll keep on it. That was reporter Nick Ruby joining us from Washington, D.C. To read his full story on macnuts and the macnut pest, visit civilbeat.org.